Hello. This is the callback that was requested from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. If anyone is available, please pick up and press any key on the telephone touchpad. This is the callback that was requested from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. When...
Catherine.
Is on the line, press 1 to speak to a representative. Please wait while your call is transferred.
We want to make doing business with us as efficient as possible. To get important information faster, please provide contact names and emails for anyone who should receive communications from us. Simply go to bcbstpayerspaces@availity.com and click the Contact Preferences and Communication Viewer tile to change or add emails from the Update Contact Preferences tab. To see your communications history, click the View Communications tab. Our members get the most from their health benefits when they visit participating network providers. As one of our network providers, please remember you're contractually obligated to refer your patients with Blue Cross coverage to other contracted network providers. This is especially important when referring patients to hospitals or for lab work, durable medical...
Provider Service, this is Jeannie. How may I help you?
Hello.
Provider Service, this is Jeannie. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Catherine calling from Provider's Office regarding claims.
All right. I'll be more than happy to assist you with claims. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions so I can access the claim?
Sure.
All right, thank you. And what is the callback number?
301-298-7022.
All right, is that a direct line or do you have an extension?
Direct line.
All right, thank you. And what is that member ID?
Member ID number is going to be 9F1304385500001.
Okay, and what's the claim number?
Claim number I have is Asian Alpha, Asian Echo 736-358-4002.
Okay, what's the name of the member?
His name is Andrea Bolton, date of birth is May 18, 1975.
Date of service, total charge?
Date of service is August 13 of 2024 for the charge of $2,167.
Provider's MPI of 112401290. What's the name of that provider?
That's Vertex Spine and PSC LLC.
Okay. Seeing a different provider. This should be
Matthew, Rupert Matthew.
Okay, thank you. And what's going on with this claim?
So the screen for that night has for CPD code 6664635 and 64636 is not medically necessary, but according to CMS guidelines, diagnosis codes are covered. Then why is it denying the not medically necessary? That's the question I have on the claim.
Okay, I can take a look and see what's going on with the not medically necessary denial. Do you mind if I place a brief hold so I can do that?
Sure. And I just forgot the name. What was the name?
Jeannie
as in G-E-A-N-I-E?
Yes.
First initial last name?
W.
Call reference number?
There's not going to be one yet. I have to look into this.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Do you mind if I place a brief hold so I can do
sure.
that?
Sure.
Drop-off locations nearby, or call 800-560-5767. school or back to work? Regardless, it's time to shake up your lunch. Swap out your typical peanut butter and jelly with a veggie and hummus sandwich. Or turn peanut butter into a dip for apples and other fruits. You can also replace cheese or mayonnaise with avocado for a rich, creamy, and tasty sandwich spread. Whole grain bread and tortillas are also great ways to get more fiber and protein into your diet. When it's time to snack, reach for a handful of nuts instead of chips. It can be hard to get your steps in every week. It can be even harder if you're at a desk all day. Try these tips to help you get moving during the workday. Take a walk during your breaks or when taking phone calls. Getting a group of coworkers together to walk is also a great way to make those steps a bit more fun. If you can't get away from your desk, try standing for phone calls or video meetings. If you need a break from home life, a walk can be a healthy way to recharge. Thank you for calling. A representative will be with you shortly. Drinking enough water can be trickier than you'd expect. You can try a few tricks of your own to make it easier. Instead of drinking soda, try reaching for flavored sparkling water or seltzer. You can also flavor your own water using fruit. Watermelon and citrus are great options. Some water bottles even come with an infuser compartment to flavor your water. Bottles with straws or markings to help you track your intake can also help you stay hydrated. No matter your age, vaccines can help protect you from some diseases and lower your chance of getting sick. They can also help make your symptoms milder if you do get sick. If you have a child, check with their pediatrician to see what vaccines they need. The CDC recommends children get regular vaccines as they grow. They also recommend adults stay on top of their shots. Talk to your primary care provider to see if you need any vaccines. They can help you avoid symptoms from shingles, pneumonia, and more. Remember, most people over 6 months old should get a yearly flu shot. When you're overwhelmed with anxiety, you could experience a panic attack.
I am still looking into this. I do see the member's plan did deny those two codes. It's not medically necessary, so I'm reaching out to the member's plan and seeing why these are denied this way. Do you mind if I place you another re-hold?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Apples and other fruits. You can also replace cheese or mayonnaise with avocado for a rich, creamy, and tasty sandwich spread. Whole grain bread and tortillas are also great ways to get more fiber and protein into your diet. When it's time to snack, reach for a handful of nuts instead of chips. It can be hard to get your steps in every week. It can be even harder if you're at a desk all day. Try these tips to help you get moving during the workday. Take a walk during your breaks or when taking phone calls. Getting a group of coworkers together to walk is also a great way to make those steps a bit more fun. If you can't get away from your desk, try standing for phone calls or video meetings. If you need a break from home life, a walk can be a healthy way to recharge. Thank you for calling. A representative will be with you shortly. Drinking enough water can be trickier than you'd expect. You can try a few tricks of your own to make it easier. Instead of drinking soda, try reaching for flavored sparkling water or seltzer. You can also flavor your own water using fruit. Watermelon and citrus are great options. Some water bottles even come with an infuser compartment to flavor your water. Bottles with straws or markings to help you track your intake can also help you stay hydrated. No matter your age, vaccines can help protect you from some diseases and lower your chance of getting sick. They can also help make your symptoms milder if you do get sick. If you have a child, check with their pediatrician to see what vaccines they need. The CDC recommends children get regular vaccines as they grow. They also recommend adults stay on top of their shots. Talk to your primary care provider to see if you need any vaccines. They can help you avoid symptoms from shingles, pneumonia, and more. Remember, most people over 6 months old should get a yearly flu shot. When you're overwhelmed with anxiety, you could experience a panic attack. These attacks can cause you to sweat, your heart to race, chest pains, and more. They can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts.
Holding. I've reached out to the members plan and they're currently researching why this denial is not medically necessary. Do you mind if I place another brief hold?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
It can help you avoid symptoms from shingles, pneumonia, and more. Remember, most people over 6 months old should get a yearly flu shot. When you're overwhelmed with anxiety, you could experience a panic attack. These attacks can cause you to sweat, your heart to race, chest pains, and more. They can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Opioids are strong drugs used to treat severe pain, often after surgery or an injury. While they can provide relief, they can also be dangerous if misused. If you're prescribed opioids, make sure to take them exactly as your doctor says. Don't share them and store them securely. When you no longer need them, take opioids to a pharmacy or drug drop-off location to get rid of them safely. This keeps drugs out of our groundwater and off the streets. Visit tdeconline.tn.gov/rxtakeback to find drop-off locations nearby or call 800-560-5767. to work? Really? It's time to shake up your lunch. Swap out your typical peanut butter and jelly with a veggie and hummus sandwich. Or turn peanut butter into a dip for apples and other fruits. You can also replace cheese or mayonnaise with avocado for a rich, free, and tasty sandwich spread. Whole grain bread and tortillas are also great ways to get more fiber and protein into your diet. When it's time to snack, reach for a handful of nuts instead of chips. It can be hard to get your steps in every week. It can be even harder if you're at a desk all day. Try these tips to help you get moving during the workday. Take a walk during your breaks or when taking phone calls. Getting a group of coworkers together to walk is also a great way to make those steps a bit more fun. If you can't get away from your desk, try standing for phone calls or video meetings. If you need a break from home life, a walk can be a healthy way to recharge.
For holding. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for holding. So the member's plan, they just said it denied for not medically necessary. They did not give me a reason. They just said it was deemed not medically necessary and you can appeal it is all they told me.
But which guidelines you guys are following? Or like, why is it not medically necessary? How come, like, what we will appeal on this then? Like, we should know, right? Because according to the guidelines, we have already built the diagnosis codes are correct. You guys are following the CMS guidelines, right? Then we, it is being, the diagnosis codes, CPT code are correct only, then why is it medically necessary? Not medically necessary.
Okay. Again, I don't know. The members plan didn't give me any information. All they said that you can look at the medical policies at bluecrossmn.com. for the medical policy for the guidelines. So I really don't know why. I can send a general inquiry since they didn't give me any information.
So you just contacted the patient's home plan and got to know that this is only denied, has not medically necessary, right? And they are not giving any other reason.
No, they did not give me any specific policy. It was butting up against. I can send a general inquiry to question further.
You cannot send an inquiry to them?
I can send a general inquiry, but that'll take 7 to 14 calendar days.
Yes, you can send that.
Okay, give me one moment.
And please let them know, like, which guidelines you are following.
Okay, they're following Blue Cross of MN policy as well as, I don't know what other guidelines they're following, so I know they're following those.
That's Blue Cross? BCBS?
That's Blue Cross. Yeah, that's Blue Cross MN, so that's, I think, Minnesota. that sent for you. Just allow them 14 calendar days for them to respond.
Oh. Okay, and is there any ticket number for sending, like, sending inquiry for this?
No, there's just going to be my call reference.
Okay, what will be that? What will be that then, Jeannie?
Not a problem. That's going to be 252-340-005.
That's 340?
Okay, it's
252-340. Just 0-0-5. A moment, sorry. Sorry, that's 252-340-005-947. 252-340-005-947.
That's it.
Okay, 252-340-005-947, right?
252-340-005-947, yes.
Okay. Okay, then, thank you, that's all I have. And it will take 7 to 14 business days, right?
7 to 14 calendar days.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.